Hey, metalheads and headbangers, this is Doral Passion. You're listening to Sonic Perspectives, and I wish you a great time and keep on rocking.
Michael the Metal Angel, otherwise known as the Metal Milieu, contributing writer for Sonic's Perspectives. And this is all new to me doing it this way too. But anyway, here I have the one and only Queen of Metal, Doral Passion, who began her career with Warlock almost 35 years ago and has continued as a solo career since 1989 with her first album produced by Gene Simmons, and continues to write and create tremendous music, and has had the same lineup in her band now for almost 20 years with Johnny and Nick and everybody else. I guess your guitarist has changed the last 8 years, but otherwise, pretty solid lineup. And I guess now, in 2 weeks, you have a brand new EP coming out.
Yes, that's right. It's called Backstage to Heaven, and there's some cool songs on it as well, two live songs. If I Can't Have You, No One Will. It's a duet with Johan Heck of Amon Amarth, and Blood, Sweat and Rock and Roll. It's a live version, and another cool song. It's called Heartbroken, and an awesome solo was played by Doug Aldrich on the song Heartbroken. It's really, it's so cool, and yeah, he's such a great, fine guitar player, and so soulful. So yeah, and Backstage to Heaven is a good anthem to sing along, and like a really feel-good song, I would say.
Are you a fan of the Dead Daisies, Doug Aldrich's new supergroup with John Corabi?
Yes, we played together many times, like all over the world, so many festivals. In Sweden last time we played, and yeah, of course. And I just met Doug at the Hall of Heavy Metal History ceremony in the NAMM show, and we did one song together. It was in Randy Rhoads tribute, and we did... actually, there were lots of guitar players. We didn't do it with Doug, but he was there as well. And everybody played something, you know, something to honor Randy Rhoads. And but he was such a great guy. And yeah, man, one of the best. No, yeah.
I miss his work with the reunion with Whitesnake. I was really, when Whitesnake reunited, his guitar work on those albums was just phenomenal. And when they tour with Judas Priest. It's interesting, you actually cover a Whitesnake song on the new album, but it's more of a
yes.
7-inch single from 1981. That was an interesting choice.
Yeah, I tell you, my first band, it was called Snakebite. We were all big Whitesnake fans. I was like 15, 16 years old. And then we went to see them live. It was my first rock metal concert, and it was so awesome. It was so amazing. And David Coverdale was such a brilliant singer, you know, a front person, the vibe, the soulfulness, the heaviness. It was so unbelievable. So I thought, now when we were doing this double album, I thought I have enough like space to put songs on which I personally love so much, which motivated me so much, inspired me so much. And then we did Don't Break My Heart Again. And
that was a pretty cool lineup back then. I think was a Cozy Powell from Rainbow on drums, and that was a pretty interesting lineup, because they didn't even break in the States till what, 82? That was like the Whitesnake self-titled.
And Mickey Moody and stuff,
of course Moody,
man, it was so, but I could only, you know, since I'm a singer, usually the singer is always watching the singer, the guitar player, drummer, but it was phenomenal. And and it took me a long time to see another great show. I thought, because it was the first metal or rock show I've ever seen, I thought every show is like that, but boy, it wasn't. And the next show I've seen, which was, as you know, fantastic, was Judas Priest and Accept. But the 80s were pretty good, all these great bands, which I still love them. I love new bands, but I love still my old, you know, heroes.
Speaking of your heroes, you also cover an obscure Motorhead song from the Bastards album, which obviously I know your affinity for Lemmy and Missing Lemmy and Tribute to Lemmy But I was interesting yes. that you chose Lost in the Ozone. I don't think I had to think about what album that was from.
Yeah. I tell you, Lemmy was, oh God, he was one of my best friends. Like I guess Ronnie James Dio and Lemmy, they were two of my, like, you know, like people I would, you know, trust, you know, with my life, and I love them so much. And Lemmy especially, and I love all the heavy, aggressive stuff, of course. I love Ace of Spades, but I tell you, the soulfulness of Lemmy, that's like unbelievable. I think he's such a great lyricist. So I thought Lost in the Ozone, that's something, you know, totally different, very unique song. And, you know, and the first song I wrote for this record was Living Life to the Fullest, that is dedicated to Lemmy. And I think
right.
I thought it should start with Lemmy and it should end with Lemmy, and that's the reason why Lost in the Ozone is the last song on the second disc on Forever United, and yeah, before the bonus tracks.
Well, my wife was saying earlier, she's like, you love Motorhead, you know Motorhead. I'm like, yeah, I do, but I have to rack my brain to figure out where Lost in the Ozone, what song is that from? Because even the good ballads he's done, you know, it's like, I still couldn't think of that, but that's interesting. And that's an interesting one you picked. And yeah, with Dio, you were on the Dio tribute 5 years ago too, which was great to show your tribute to, you know.
Yeah, we toured many times with Ronnie James Dio, and oh God. And the first time it was in 87 in Europe, and we just had the Triumph and Agony album out. And that was the first time that we toured together. And, you know, besides David Coverdale, but Ronnie James Dio, he was another idol of mine, and God, and then we could tour together. It was so unbelievable. And then we did another tour in the States again in 2000, and there we became really, really close friends, and it was so awesome. So yeah, and Egypt was always one of my favorite songs, so we covered Egypt. And Ronnie, he said that he liked it so much because we recorded it way back when, like it was in, I think, 1999, and I went to a listening party of the Magica album. Dio was just presenting it in New York, and then I said, hi, Ronnie. And then he said, Doro, I want to tell you, I love your version of Egypt. And I said, really? And I thought, man, it meant so much to me that, you know, somebody like Ronnie would say, hey, I love your version of my song. It was,
absolutely,
that was a great feeling. And yeah, we always played it live. It was like, wow, very vibey. And
the tribute, which features Metallica and Anthrax and some of the huge bands, and then some of the lesser bands. Yeah. Yeah. And to pick a song like Eat with the Chains Around for the Last in the Line, a song that you not people would normally cover, because it's kind of a long, drawn out, more rainbowish type song. But that's awesome.
Yeah.
And now you're going to be on tour with Metal Church, which is pretty amazing.
Oh, man. Yeah, we've been talking about it for a long time. And now, it's a co-headlining tour, and we flip-flop. Like, you know, sometimes we, you know, play before them, sometimes they play before us, and it will be a good tour. I already, you know, feel very excited about it. And yeah, we've been friends for a long time, and yeah, and I think it will be good for all the diehard metal fans. We definitely play stuff of our new records, and, you know, old school stuff, all the highlights, and yeah.
Well, it's interesting. I know my one friend's really good friends with Kurt Vonderhoff as well. And he was talking about all these shows that Metal Church are playing. And I would look, I'm like, they're not on the Nuclear Blast website, but I guess Metal Church is playing a ton of one-off shows with other bands that you're not playing on.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, man.
But we will come back to the States, you know, like cities, and, you know, we haven't played, or we will not play on this tour, like in Texas and Cleveland. We will go and play later this year, but I'm already happy. There are like 14 shows together with the Metal Church guys, so I'm already really happy. And there's something else cooking. I was in LA 2 weeks ago, and I went to see, you know, all my friends at the NAMM show, and I was so happy to induct Lita Ford into the Hall of Heavy Metal History. I got inducted last year in Wacken, which was awesome. So Lita and me were starting, you know, to talk, and, you know, so we definitely want to do something together.
That
we don't know
awesome.
What yet, but, you know, so maybe doing, you know, some concerts, and, you know, doing something musically.
We don't know what yet. A real friendly rivalry. I remember when I was talking to Lita, I'm like, you know, she's like, I'm the queen of metal. I'm like, no, Dora Pesch is the queen of metal. She's like, no, I'm the queen of metal. It's like, more people know Lita Ford because of the exposure she had in the States and, you know, stuff like that. So that would be great to see you two go back to back, like Metallica and Guns N' Roses went in 1991 or something. People are like, Oh, wow, this is pretty cool. They don't have a rivalry at all. They're actually very friends. And by the way, Lita Ford plays guitar and sings, and Doros just sings.
Yeah. Oh, I love Lita. We always have been great friends. Yeah, since the early 80s, we did one time this photo shoot for Rip magazine when all the metal magazines were still, you know, like doing good. And yeah, we always liked each other. We always respected each other. And yeah, I think that will be a great match. And yeah. And I tell you, I never felt any rivalry at all. I'm always happy when people do good, you know, like bands, artists, you know, especially female artists. I always, you know, feel, man, it needs extra support, you know. Yeah,
I could. That would be a dream come true to see Lita up there soloing and shredding, going out for blood, yeah, and you like singing. That would be like pretty sweet to see.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah.
What do you think of her most recent material? Like her last couple albums, you think that's they've been like a good return to form?
Oh, say that again. The line suddenly broke up. I'm sorry.
My bad. The most recent Lita Ford albums, like the last two or three Lita Ford albums, have been a real return to her 80s rock kind of sound. Whereas in like 2004, she had that Wonderland album that was total industrial and bizarre that Jimmy, that guy from what was the band, Nitro, tried to convince her to. Yeah, what do you think of her newer material?
Yeah, I think it's great. It's great. I think, you know, I just saw her live in, actually, it was a couple of months ago. We did this cruise ship together, the Monster
Rock
Cruise.
That's what I was thinking,
and
the cruise ship.
Man, live, she was awesome. And there were so many songs which I didn't know. And I thought, wow, sounded awesome. Of course, I love songs like, you know, Close My Eyes Forever. But there were some new songs. And I thought, wow, very, very nice, melodic wise. You know, she played awesome, sang awesome, looked awesome, so had a great band, so yeah, I guess I wear like the new songs, and I love her, you know, and when I love somebody, I love everything. And I know what you just mentioned with industrial, sometimes there was a time, you know, when you wanted to check out different things, different sounds. We did it as well in 95, yep. In 98 we did two records which were, you know, sounding a little bit different, like the Love Me in Black record and the Machine to Machine record. Sometimes, you know, you do what you feel, you know,
absolutely.
You can't fake it. You just go, you know, with what you know, follow your heart. Then I guess you can't go wrong, even though when it's a little bit, you know, different or not expected. Mm-hmm.
Now we need to get you to team up with the Vixens. Women as well.
Yeah, I heard they got the singer Lorraine Lewis, and we played some festivals together. It's actually a while ago, but
Roxy's a fan of Warlock, so yeah, you guys.
What an awesome musician she is, and I think we will do the Megadeth cruise together. I think that's what I heard. So and we will do the Megadeth cruise in October. And that's always fun doing some. You can always hang out with some friends, musicians, and you know, and sometimes you do a little jam session, and you know, and it's, you know, and then you have an idea, okay, let's do something together, a tour or something. So it's it's good for inspiration as well.
Well, and Roxy and her sister Maxine are in that Madame Max, but Maxine is an amazing guitarist. She is just a shredder, you know, and she went with Madame X live stuff. Like, damn, this is crazy stuff, you know. The whole high school from 1985. So what do you think of Mike Howe being back in Metal Church and newer Metal Church stuff?
Great. And now I will, you know, I will see the show every day in April. So I think it's great. And, you know, sometimes, I know with my band members, you know, it's always good to have people back, you know, like now on this Metal Church tour, Tommy Bowen, my old guitar player of the Triumph and Agony times and of the Triumph and Agony album, he will join us. And I'm so glad. And we toured together already and, you know, did some summer festivals. We thought, man, it feels exactly like in 87 when we first toured together, and, you know, nothing changed, same high energy level, great attitude. And I'm very excited, so much looking forward. And yeah, I like being old friends, you know, it never goes away. Friendship always stays, and, you know, and you can count on, you know, on each other. And yeah, and sometimes, you know, you do something else, but then you come back to a good thing. So
will you have three guitarists on stage, or is Tommy replacing
No, actually, Tommy Bowen will play and Chris Caffrey on the second leg of the America tour. Yeah. And the first leg, it's Tommy Bowen and Bill Hudson. And
the reason Bill Hudson, really?
Yeah, Bill. Yeah, you know, played Frog Power together. Yeah, the last festival in the States. And he is a cool guy. But he's hopping on tour with another band. So Chris will play. And,
right now, circle,
and our two guitar players from Europe, they're still in the band, but we can't get the work visas in time. That's unfortunate. It takes sometimes 3 to 4 to 5 months. And with the shutdown, it was impossible. We talked to all the lawyers and they said it's impossible. So yeah. So Chris, Tommy and Bill, they will play. And yeah, and that would be good. We played together before, all together. So I think it will be a great show with many solos, shredding, high energy. And
We saw you in Cleveland, was it 10 years ago, with Chris Caffrey on guitar? And then you had done solo.
Is it?
Yeah,
could be. Yeah. I'm a little sad that we don't play Cleveland on this leg, but yeah, towards the end of the year we will get something.
We saw Bill Hudson when he was just a little kid back in the Celador days, like 13 years ago, before he broke into all the big bands like Circle to Circle. And cool. That's good to see that these guitars are getting around and making. Definitely.
Yeah.
You mentioned the NAMM Awards. You were inducted in the German Awards, but not the U.S. NAMM Awards, right? As far as awards, you were at NAMM Festival.
The Hall of Heavy Metal History.
Right.
I was inducted into the Hall of Heavy Metal History in America.
Okay,
but they
America.
Presented it in Wacken, in Germany, the big metal festival, which is really one of the greatest metal festivals in the world. I can highly recommend, to diehard metalheads. Wacken is really super. But yeah, I was inducted by Steve Goldby and Whitney, and it was a total surprise. And and I presented it on behalf on the American, people. So I thought, oh God. And my dream was always to come to America since I was a little tiny girl, and it means a lot, I tell you, totally.
Do you live in the States now, or are you still living in Germany?
Actually, we are on tour, but I got my green card 28 years ago, and I always stayed in New York, and now I have a little place in Florida, and I have a little tiny place in Germany as well, because when we're touring here in Europe, we always, rehearse here in Germany and stuff, but usually I'm in the tour bus, and that's where my true home is, and
Well, I remember a number of years ago, it was a hurricane in New Jersey that wiped out like a whole house.
I had for many, many years, I had an apartment in Long Island, in Long Beach, and two times a hurricane hit, and the flooding was so unbelievable. The first time we thought we could save the house, and then, we started to build everything, and 1 year later it got hit again, and then the water was so high I could not save anything. Everything was gone, so I have a little something there in New York, but now I have an apartment in Florida. I know hurricanes are all over, especially Florida, but so far so good, and stuff always happened while I was on tour, so I never got hurt. Hands and feet and everything is still all right. Just all the stuff is gone. And in the end, that doesn't matter. As long as you're healthy and alive, that's
And living on tour for 3.5 decades, and that's been okay with you? I mean, your whole life has been touring. You're married to metal,
basically.
Living
out of a suitcase. Yeah, that's totally all right. Because my home is where my heart is, and that is definitely the fans. All the people all over the world. We don't even have to speak the same language. It doesn't matter. But I live for music and for the fans, and that's what really, really makes me happy. And I never thought anything else could be, better than that lifestyle. And even though when you don't have a home, a normal home, it's totally okay with me. And I grew up in a truck. My dad, he was a truck driver, so we drove all around, so I was used to since I was a baby, so it's I like to be on the road a lot.
On the road,
I don't need much.
Like the Bob Seger on the Metallica cover. Wow. Well, thank you, Doro. This is, I think, our seventh time interviewing. This is kind of a different thing with like the whole radio idea, but with the internet and all the change and stuff. But I really appreciate it. You always have such alacrity and such a positive attitude. You're always, I mean, I'm sure you get inundated with thousands and thousands of interviews constantly, and it's always good to, you know, keep it simple and keep it basic, but you're always so enthusiastic. And so they basically said for me to have you pick whatever song you would like us to play for you off the forthcoming EP. What would you suggest we play for you?
Oh, that's hard. Oh, you know what? I would say Heartbroken, because, you know, I want people to hear, you know, Doug Aldrich.
I was thinking Doug Aldrich.
Yeah. So let's play Heartbroken. It's like, yeah, it's a cool song. And yeah, it's not as heavy as All for Metal or Bastardos of the record, but I think it's a good song. And Doug, it was such an honor to have him on that.
Okay, well, we'll do that then. We'll pick that one. And like I said, it's always an honor and joy. I got my wife here. She's always been a big fan of yours as well. So it's always an honor and joy to
hi, Doro.
Thank you, guys. Yeah, thank you. It was my honor. And thank you for having me again. And it was great talking to you guys. And I always, always enjoy it. Totally. And yeah. And for many, many more years, I hope we can do it.
Absolutely.
Me too.
Well, auf Wiedersehen. All the best. And thank you again.
Thank you. Okay, auf Wiedersehen. Take care. Stay metal, guys.
Always. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
I'm lost, I'm lost, I'm lost, and I'm lost.